She went into the wedding feast with him when he came.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be
with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to God.
Jesus spoke this parable to his disciples. The kingdom of heaven will be like this. 10 bridesmaids took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were sensible. The foolish ones did take their lamps, but they brought no oil, whereas the sensible ones took flasks of oil as well as their lamps. The bridegroom was late, and they all grew drowsy and fell asleep. But at midnight there was a cry, "The bridegroom is here, go out and meet him." At this, all those bridesmaids woke up and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish ones said to the sensible ones, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." But they replied, "There may not be enough for us and for you. You'd better go to those who sell it and buy some for yourselves." And they had gone off to buy it when the bridegroom arrived. Those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was closed. The other bridesmaids arrived later. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you solemnly, I do not know you. So stay awake, because you do not know either the day or the hour." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
He's as good putting sentences on the end of his parables as Corporal Jones is in standing to attention. You start to look for it after a while. In this particular parable, he draws the conclusion, stay awake because you do not know either the day or the hour. The one thing you can say about all the bridesmaids is that they all fell asleep, wise and foolish alike. So, a very inapt termination to the parable, Matthew, and we must look more closely for the lesson. Surely the difference between the sets of bridesmaids is simply in the provision of oil. And you bring extra oil along if you suspect that your lamp is going to have to stay alight longer than it has oil in it. Now, what are we to conclude from that? I think that we're not entirely wrong to feel that God has given us a store of goodness with which to work. The lesson for today, if we hadn't read the Mass of Cecilia, would have been the parable of the talents. And this parable gives us a story of a king leaving us with an investment to trade with. And I think we're right to feel that when a human being is born into the world, made in the image and likeness of God, he brings with him a store of good qualities, a reservoir which will help to fuel generosity and goodness of all kinds. Natural gifts, you might say, the natural ability to love the truth, natural ability to love peace, natural longing to be friendly and generous and the rest. But the complacency which says, now I've arrived and this is how I am and I'm quite happy with the way I am and I've no need to long to be any different, that complacency is a very dangerous one. Because the bridegroom is long in coming. In the early church, they had curious experience of giving together all funds they had and all their wealth and waiting for the Lord to come and cancelling their day jobs in the process. They lived out an idyllic and beautiful way of life which has perfumed the church ever since. The Jerusalem community lived together in peace and love, sharing all that they had and remaining faithful to the breaking of bread, to the teaching of the apostles and to the prayers. Idyllic and beautiful, but short-lived and not long enough lived for the Christian story. And soon we find Paul appealing for money through the churches he founds to support the mother church in Jerusalem, which has fallen on hard times, has run out of cash. And that image perhaps is in the mind of Matthew as he tells this story for us. The bridesmaids are waiting for the bridegroom to come, but they do need extra oil. And perhaps, rather than simply thinking of this as a comment on a piece of early church history, we could apply it to ourselves and say, we mustn't think that we have enough in us to light our way to the kingdom of heaven. We need something more. We need to ask God for the staying power and the flexibility to continue growing, to continue achieving new notions of the holiness he wants to form in us, and being open to ever further calls on our generosity and our forbearance and the rest. Because we don't get to heaven as the patron of our church called his children in our feather beds. We need to go to heaven with the same devotion and willingness to change which Jesus asked for of the apostles when he said, leave everything and follow me. And these gifts are the essential divine gifts, the things that are not given to us with our natural inheritance, the gifts which grace causes to grow in us, and often the gifts which we would not know how to ask for ourselves. And I think that it is in this that we need to be children to enter the kingdom of heaven, because if ever we think we're finished and completed and nothing wanting to us but the crown which is reserved for us, that day we may lose our inheritance in the kingdom. God wants us all to be saints, and if we are all to be saints, we must learn how to sacrifice our old way of life to make room for the new. These thoughts on the day of Cecilia, the young bride by tradition, who gave everything to belong to Christ the bridegroom. Lord, make us ready.